Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis.
All righty, here we go. Brand new Flyers Daily for Friday, July 18th, 2025. Flyers Daily, as usual, presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live. Here's what's coming up today. We're going to start off with a quick health update, which I'll get to in a moment. We're going to have a little look at the Flyers 2025-2026 schedule, which was released on Wednesday. And we'll have an interview from Flyers development camp with the champion, Denver Barkey, who had another great season with the London Knights, but it's time for him to graduate to the pro game. We'll talk with Denver Barkey coming up in this episode as well. So got lots to get to. Here we are in the middle of summer and kind of waiting for another season to begin to percolate. We got a little bit of time as we sit here on July 18th. All right, to start this episode, before we get to the schedule, let's get in with a quick health update here. So I missed the episode, obviously, on Wednesday. Brian Smith filled in, had that interview with Jack Nesbitt. Good episode. If you missed that, go back and check it out from Wednesday. I missed the episode because, obviously, a Wednesday episode I record on Tuesday. And on Tuesday, it was a very rough day. I finished my 28 radiation treatments on Monday. That was my last one. And I begin the process now of recovering. It's going to take a couple of weeks to start to see feeling better and have small incremental steps into feeling better from the cumulative effect of 28 radiation treatments plus the 4 months of chemotherapy that I had before. Also, I had the chemo oral pill during radiation as well. Tuesday, I spent 96, 97% of that day in bed. I felt awful from head to toe, a good amount of pain as well. So we tapped out. We brought Brian Smith in for that episode. On Wednesday, I saw an incremental improvement in how I felt. It was better than Tuesday. I didn't feel good, but it was a slight improvement. And then yesterday, I felt an even further improvement there. We'll see how this goes. There's going to be ups and downs throughout this process. Now, I will not have my next scans until the first week of October. The reason that is because of all the treatments that they gave me on the inside of my body, the radiation, there's a lot of swelling, scarring, those kind of things, a lot of damage done that has to heal before they can get an accurate reading of where things are. I am treating this period of time from right now, this moment, and from the time my treatments ended on Monday, as if my rebuild is on, both mind and body. I cannot just sit here for the next 70, 75 days and worry about my scans in the first week of October. That would be, to me, a huge waste of time if I just was riddled with anxiety about scans coming up 10 weeks from now. So my approach is just get better physically, mentally, stronger, and try and remain patient with the recovery from what the last 7 months of pretty grueling treatment has done to my body, my mind, mentally, emotionally, and everything else. It's been a hell of a journey, one that I hope you don't have to go on, which I push people to advocate for their health. If you think something's wrong, go to your doctor, advocate, get a colonoscopy, and do not put things off. So that's where I am right now. I'm going to begin this process of rebuilding my mind and body. And I'm not going to waste the 70 days just sitting around worrying about October. When I get to October, we'll see what the scans say. If the scans say I'm cancer-free and I don't need to have a surgery, there's no benefit to a surgery, that would be awesome. That's the dream scenario. If they say I need a surgery to just clean things up or that gives me a better chance of it not returning, we'll do all the weighing of the options and all of that at that time. But I'm not going to worry about that now. That would be a colossal waste of these 70 days. So that's how I'm approaching it. That's how we're going to deal with it. And whatever happens in October, I'll deal with that when it comes. But for now, we're ready to live life, get excited about the hockey season, and enjoy the rest of the summer. And go from there and begin rebuilding myself, hopefully a better form of myself, both mind and body. So I appreciate everybody's notes that I've gotten over the past, not only 7 months, but the last couple of weeks in general. And they are really appreciated. So let's get to the business of the Flyers schedule. Well, first and foremost, the Flyers Islanders first preseason game is now 65 days away. That doesn't seem like that far, does it? The Flyers first game, I was right. I predicted it would be on October 9th at 7 p.m. I didn't know who it was going to be against, but on October 9th, Thursday night, 7:05, it is the Flyers at the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers to start the season. How far is that game off? That game is 83 days from now. So that feels a little further off than the preseason, which it is, but not that far off. We still have some summer to enjoy, get into the beginning of September, some college football, the NFL season, and hockey's just around the corner. All right, here's the kind of the details on the 25-26 season. Like I said, Flyers open up October 9th against the Stanley Cup champion, two-time Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. In all honesty, if you're going to get the Panthers, getting them early in the season is good. They've gone to three straight finals in well into June the last 3 years. It took them probably close to December and Christmas last year to kind of wake up from the Stanley Cup winning haze. I imagine they'll have that haze again. They will also play the Flyers, their home opener against said Florida Panthers. It makes it so that the fifth time the team has hosted Florida in their home opener. That's pretty crazy. Flyers own a 3-1 record against the Panthers in home openers. And this will mark the sixth time the Flyers have opened their season against a Stanley Cup champion. All right, here's some of the details. Obviously, the season still consists of 82 games, won't go to 84 till the new collective bargain agreement kicks in next, the season after. So 41 road, 41 home. Philadelphia's home schedule features 15 weekend games, 11 on a Saturday, and only 4 on Sundays. October, December, and January have the most games in a month this season, home games, that is, with 7 home games in those 3 months. Again, October, December, and January. December has a season-high 6-game homestand from the 1st to the 13th. Also, November, December, January, and March hold the most road games in a month with 8, and the Flyers will travel for a season-high 4-game road trip. Only a 4-game. They don't even have a fiver. On 3 occasions, though, in late November, in mid-December after that long homestand, and then the annual Disney on Ice trip that is December 28th through January 3rd. Flyers are going to play 26 games against the Metro. That'll be 4 games, 2 home, 2 road, against Carolina, the Rangers, Islanders, Penguins, and Caps. The team will play 3 games against the Blue Jackets, 2 at home, 1 on the road, and 3 games against the Devils, 1 at home and 2 at the Prudential Center. Flyers will also play 3 games against each of the Atlantic Division teams for a total of 26 games. We know who those teams are: Boston, Montreal, Florida, Tampa, Ottawa, Buffalo, and Toronto, I think I didn't say. Flyers going to play each Western Conference team once at home, once on the road. We know that. And the Flyers have 14 back-to-back games this season, comparing to 13 back-to-backs last season. And they'll also play 3 games in 4 nights, 19 times, and 4 games in 6 nights, 24 times. Now, that's not 19 plus 24. Some of those 4 and 6 are also part of the 3 games in 4 nights during the season. And that's basically the highlights of the schedule. And, you know, looking at the schedule, there's some weird things in here for me. Number one, Saturday, January 10th and January 12th, Flyers play Tampa back-to-back, both games at Wells Fargo Center. Pretty shocked by that. Also, Flyers have that trip, like I said, to the Disney on Ice trip. It actually begins before. They'll be at Chicago on the 23rd before Christmas, come home. Then they'll fly out to Seattle for an 8 o'clock game on Sunday the 28th, a 10 o'clock game against Vancouver on December 30th, and they'll go right to Calgary, play at 9:30 on New Year's Eve, and then they'll play on January 3rd in Edmonton at 3:30. So they have some of these games in the Western Conference where a lot of times you'll get those games at 10, sometimes 10:30 at night, Flyers After Dark specials. They only have one 10:30 game all season long, and that's against the Los Angeles Kings on March 19th. So they avoid San Jose in that 10:30 game. They actually play San Jose in an afternoon game. So the time change isn't that big of a difference. All said and done, the schedule is what it is. There's tough spots in it for every team around the league. And there's some spots around it where you go, okay, that looks like it should be a little bit less of a rough patch for the Flyers. But it all depends on, it's not who you play sometimes, it's when you play them. What is that team like at that particular time? The Flyers will close out the season in April. They'll be in Detroit, a back-to-back with in Detroit, then at the, or excuse me, in Philadelphia against Detroit, and then at the Islanders on April 3rd. Then on the 5th, at home against Boston, the 7th on the road against Jersey, then at Detroit on the 9th, at Winnipeg on April 11th. I don't like that far of travel with Detroit. You got that road trip of Jersey, Detroit, Winnipeg in the last week of the season. Then they'll wrap up both games at home, Carolina and Montreal. Rick Tocchet will face his former team, the Vancouver Canucks, in Vancouver on December 30th at 10 p.m. And when is the other Vancouver game? Flyers have gotten Vancouver early in the season the last couple of years. This year, the game in Philadelphia against the Vancouver Canucks will not come until, geez, I can't even find it on here. I'm really digging deep, and I can't seem to find that game against Vancouver. Oh, by the way, Anaheim in Philadelphia when Cutter Gauthier will come to town. That game is on January 6th. So Vancouver in Philadelphia, that will be on December 22nd at 7:30 in Philadelphia, Flyers and Canucks. So that's the season. That's what's coming up. All right. That's what's coming up this fall, winter, spring, and who knows, maybe into the summer for the Flyers. Let's get to Denver Barkey, who's going to make his AHL debut. We'll see if he makes the team out of camp. He's going to go in there with that mindset. Denver Barkey had one hell of a career with the London Knights. Unbelievable. This past season, in 50 regular season games, he had 25 goals, 57 assists, 82 points, and in 10 playoff games, he had 9 goals, 11 assists for 20 points. The year prior, in 64 games for London, he had 102 points. So in his last 114 games in junior with the London Knights, he had 184 points. Can he take some of that offensive success and bring it to his pro career? We'll see. But here's my conversation from development camp with Flyers forward prospect, left winger, Denver Barkey. From Flyers development camp 2025, I'm really excited to talk to another champion. It is Denver Barkey. How you doing?
I'm good, you?
Good. You had a hell of a year, huh?
Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Winning's always fun.
Yeah.
And you guys, just absolutely magical season again. What was it like going through, you know, the ebbs and flows of that entire season and having it result the way it did?
Yeah, it was obviously, you know, a long, long run and a long journey, I think, for, you know, myself and our whole team. I think kind of coming in last year, we had that Memorial Cup on our minds all year and use it as fuel, use it as motivation. And I think we just came such a tight group that all shared, you know, the same common goal and, you know, just full confidence in every guy in that team that they were going to do everything in their power, including myself, to, you know, win. And, you know, glad it worked out that way.
One of the things I'm always very curious about, you come into the season with the disappointment of the Memorial Cup the year prior and you want to ride that through a season, but it's a long season. How do you kind of go, well, nothing of this really matters until we can avenge what we didn't get last year? How do you keep it up through the, you know, those beginning parts and dog days of a season?
Yeah, I think, you know, at first was, you know, the first month or two was just setting the standard of, you know, what it means to be a London Knight, us older guys that had been a part of it, sharing our experiences, how it feels, and then just, you know, setting the tone at practice and games, you know, new guys, just holding them to a standard in order to win. And I think we did a good job of that, you know, the first few months. And then as I got awarded captain, just kind of focusing on uniting the group, bringing everyone together, and not worrying about that end goal, just focus on making sure everyone was on the same page, everyone, you know, loved each other and was willing to sacrifice when it came down to it. And I think our whole leadership group really focused on that all year. And come playoffs, I think it really showed. And, you know, everyone was just bought in. And it was a long, long journey, long playoff run, but it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
One you're never going to forget.
Yeah.
What did it mean setting you up for the next stage of pro hockey to be a London Knight, have the success you had, to now tee you up for the next steps with the ultimate goal of being an everyday NHLer?
Yeah, I think London does a great job of, you know, prepping guys for the professional, you know, lifestyle that you're going to jump into. It's, you know, it's a hard jump and it takes adjustment. But I think over the years, you know, the staff and teammates, you know, they've just helped with that transition, helped prep me for pro. And, you know, also I think just winning, learning how to win, knowing what it's like to lose as well. I think those all just, you know, help me as a person, as a player, continue to push myself and also, you know, bring an asset to the table of, you know, knowing how to win, wanting to win, and doing whatever it takes to win at the end of the day.
What moves Denver Barkey more, the will to win, the enjoyment of winning, or the hatred of losing? Because you had the Memorial Cup that you didn't win and then you win it.
Yeah.
Which one drives you more?
So it's funny you say that. We had kind of a slogan all year. We would say, you know, like, we love to win, but we really hated to lose. So I think it was the losing part for sure. Even after we lost the game, I always knew that the next game, every guy was going to bring their A game, just because we were so united in that room, and everyone shared that same common goal. But at the same time, everyone was so competitive. And yeah, I think at the end of the day, everyone really hated to lose.
Being back at development camp last year, you had to unable to get on the ice because of the after effects of your mono. This year, not able to get on as well. Where are you physically?
I'm good. Getting really close to, you know, 100% again. Obviously, it was tough getting hurt there, and then, you know, playing through it doesn't make it any better. So that slowed the recovery process a bit. But, you know, I'm getting really close to 100% again and ready to get on the ice. They're just, you know, giving me time. Want to make sure I'm 100% before I, you know, start to make a good summer push. And
what's your mentality coming into main camp?
You know, I just want to have a good summer right now. That's my sole focus, just continue to get bigger, stronger, faster, work on the small parts of my game that, you know, are going to help me at the pro level. That's my focus right now. And then, you know, come main camp, it's proving what I can do, what I can bring to the table. And I think just, you know, being me, and yeah, I think that's kind of what separates me, is, you know, just the energetic attitude and positive vibes, all that kind of stuff as well. And then bringing the compete and all that on the ice will be my focus, and just showing the Flyers what I can bring to the table.
How excited and ready are you for these next steps? Like, London got you ready for this point, yeah, and the experience you had there, the work you're putting in, how excited are you to get this part going now?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, you enjoyed my time, my 4 years in London. It was a lot of fun. They taught me a lot, but you know, I'm ready now to make that jump, and it's exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun next year. And you know, yeah, just ready to embrace a new adjustment and, you know, a new lifestyle with a new team. And yeah, I'm just excited to get things going.
Last one for you. How's it to go through it with Oliver too, with Oliver Bonk, who of course played with you in London? You guys are kind of going through this side by side in tandem, to have somebody in this organization to do that with, I imagine is a cool thing, like a soldier alongside you.
Yeah. It's been awesome. Even when we got drafted here, just having a familiar face the first week when we're, you know, meeting everyone, kind of getting to know what the Flyers organization is all about. It was made it a lot easier to have each other around. So, and then also being able to watch each other grow, play in London together, win together. You know, we've got reason, you know, a friend for life now, and someone I'm just looking forward to, you know, continue to working with, and just seeing how each other grow.
After another great year in London, I know a lot of fans are really excited to see you out there on the ice. We'll see that soon enough.
Yeah.
But Denver, congrats on a great season, a great career in London, and a new career here in Philadelphia. Thanks for doing this, and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great to catch up with Denver Barkey, captain of the Memorial Cup winning London Knights. You can see he's got a lot of leadership in him. He may look young and was the 95th pick overall in the 2023 NHL draft, third round pick by the Flyers. What a junior career he's had. We look forward to a lot of success for him as he makes the jump into his pro career. Now, coming up Monday, Bill Meltzer is going to join us. Mondays with Meltzer. We'll look at the schedule and lots of other things. Maybe we'll do an Ask Billy episode. And also next week, this afternoon, Friday afternoon, I am taping a conversation with Dan Vladar, new Flyers goaltender, signed that 2-year contract. Really enjoyed his press conference and media availability when he was introduced and some of the things he had to say. So we'll have that next week for you as well. A little one-on-one sit-down conversation with Dan Vladar here on Flyers Daily. So everybody, enjoy your weekend. Have a great, safe weekend. We'll talk to you Monday with Meltzer on a brand new episode of Flyers Daily.